And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show and a great guest for you today. Brian Wynn, he is the speed jigging expert here, and it's such a popular method, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Exciting new 14-week fishing event from CCA California. It's the Star Tournament starting Memorial Day weekend and continuing through Labor Day. You could win one of 10 grand prizes, including a new special edition 18-foot center console Parker boat powered by a 150 Yamaha outboard. It includes a trailer, and it's all thanks to West Coast Marine Service in Costa Mesa. There's also a chance to win cool weekly prizes throughout the summer. All you do is catch a qualifying fish and then enter to win through the Fishing Chaos app. From bass to bluefin, you can enter up to 2 qualifying fish per category per day. Just as importantly, the Star Tournament supports CCA California and the fight for your right to fish. To sign up and check out the Star rules, visit ccacalifornia.org. It's only $40 to enter for CCA California members. Don't miss out on the Summer of the Star.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Looking forward to the show. Yeah. Since the last time we got to talk to Brian, there's some really fun fishing to be talking about, but more importantly, there is some, you want to talk about an expert of a technique, and like you said, Pete, a technique that's becoming so popular anymore, that today's just going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's really fun to have Mr. Brian Wynn on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you back.
Okay, yeah, great to be back.
You're kind of known as speed jigging expert, seminar guy, but also the cigar aficionado,
That's right.
How'd you get that name?
I had to come up with something. Nobody wanted to follow the Medicare guy, you know, on Instagram. So, and I've had a lifelong passion for cigars. I've been collecting them and enjoying them. And I just kind of, I don't know, one day it just kind of dawned on me that kind of have to create a handle here that people will easily recognize and follow. So now they walk by me and they go, hey, you're that cigar fishing guy. Perfect.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. And you're kind of an expert on cigars, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing I will tell you that I am an expert on. Nothing else, but that one, yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's a fun one for sure.
Very fun.
Plays into the fishing part of it,
uh-huh,
too. So, your real job is taking care of people with Medicare.
My real job is helping navigate people through their Medicare, through the entire process, whether they have it or not, and you know, take them through that and go on that journey with them and make sure that everybody is dialed in.
Yeah, it's not an, I've been through it. It's not an easy process.
Not easy at all.
Having a guide like you that really knows it.
Everybody deserves to review that every once in a while.
Yeah.
And that's me. I'm a question answerer, not a signature hunter. So.
Yeah, for sure. So how did you get into this? First of all, what is speed jigging.
We got into this, if you recall, Pete, I think I was on the show way back in the day when I was still in the fishing tackle industry.
Yes.
I think it was summer of 2005 at Shimano.
At Shimano,
when
right.
we did Butterfly. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't think we weren't at that time. We didn't invent it, and we certainly did not, we were not the first to do it. We were the first, however, to really heavily promote and market it here in the United States. If you recall the video with Dave and Jose Wehebe,
mm-hmm.
That we would play loops on. Rick probably remember that.
Absolutely.
Probably drove him nuts after about 6 months daily. But it was something that when we introduced it, it got a lot of attention out here. Certainly the guys back east have been doing it. We just never, out here on the west, we didn't get into it as much. I think, with the surface iron and the yo-yo jigs being what they are, and the company's doing a great job at it, and it just didn't have a lot of people on board. But, here we are now. We have a trophy species that is willing to bite it.
Yeah.
And it's shown itself to be very effective for them. And it's in, of course, everybody's Facebook and Instagram avatar picture, profile picture. But when you have something like that going on, it does work, and it's opened people's eyes to the technique, and curiosity, of course, is at a major all-time high.
I was just going to say willingness to bite isn't even a fair thing to say. I mean, there are times, especially those times that are a little bit less traditional in this, round of bluefin fishing that we're in, when it's difficult to get a bite, and there are times when that technique will pick off fish when just nothing else seems to. Middle of the day, big ones around, not biting the sinker rig, not biting the fly line, but a core group of guys like yourself have figured out how to fish that jig just right and get bites on big ones when other things just aren't working.
Yeah, one of the questions that I got quite a bit this year doing all the seminars at the shows is, guys are afraid. They think that you have to have an entire arsenal worth. You have to have 10 rods and 10 reels to do this. And I always tell people, hey, I don't recommend, or at least I don't push it. I don't tell people, hey, go into this 100%. What I do tell them is, you should have it's a good tool to have, a really good
right.
arrow to have in your quiver for those times that you talked about. Things are a little bit slow. Maybe the sinker rig is not getting their attention as you would hope. So day and night, it's definitely an effective option.
So it's not just for nighttime fishing.
No. It stands out in the daytime. I mean, I won't say that daytime is definitely more challenging. There's a lot to it in the daytime. Even fishing the slide, it's a little bit different than what we're accustomed to as far as albacore, even wahoo. But we do things a little differently in the daytime, and we present the jigs a little bit differently, and we're scaling down and scaling down constantly in the daytime. Right, so you guys asked earlier, we were talking about the hook setups, top and bottoms. Sometimes in the daytime, depending on the length of the jig, we actually have to go with just a single hook on the top. And this is the portion that we get into. I did that essentials, the beginning, or how to build the arsenal at the hall show. And now when we start getting into the more advanced portion of it, this is where you're going to see how we start to adapt and start, taking it down, bringing things downgrading, if you will, as far as the line size, the hook configurations, and things like that in the daytime.
So this method is a buzz, right?
Totally. That's a great way to
put it. And you go to the shows, the hall show, the PCS show, and the West Coast Jigger guys,
uh-huh.
the booth would be mobbed at that booth. All the other look around is like, there's not that many people. What the hell's going on at this booth, right? And it's super popular, right?
Well, yeah. I think that the first thing that catches people's eyes, honestly, are the jigs.
Yeah.
They're
good looking.
They're really good looking, right? And then when you look at the tackle, take a look. That Shimano, that Osha Jigger 4000, it looks cool. It's got a big old hand. Now they got that little one, that 2500, and it looks cool. So all this stuff is really eye-catching. One of the things that I honestly have heard over the last couple of months, anyway, in doing doing the seminars and things like that, it's there are two areas that people are still don't have a lot of confidence in. The first one is it looks like an awful lot of work. It looks like an awful lot of work.
Oh, yeah. That's the camp that Pete and I are stuck in right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we just did, I did another collaboration project with the guys from West Coast Jiggers, happened to be very good friends of mine. We did a on-the-water jigging seminar. No fish catching. We literally asked the boat to take us to 300 feet in the mud so that we don't lose jigs. And we had a dozen people coming on. They paid for it. And what we did was just a boat donation. Yeah. They're not paying us. We're just giving it to the boat just to say thank you. And we showed them the mechanical jigging aspect of everything. We showed them body mechanics. We showed them how to not wear themselves out. I had one gentleman come on. He was a little bit older. And at first, you could see where people go, holy crap, it's a lot of work. He was like, after 10 minutes, he says, Brian, I got to be honest with you. My shoulder is burning up right now. And I says, yeah, I've been trying to tell you to not use your shoulder. So what I did was I explained to him the entire mechanics, how to stand, where to get your feet, how to actually, it's a function of your forearm and your bicep in a more circular motion than it is a stop, right? And so
not using your shoulder so much, but using your arms.
No, yeah, correct. We're not using our shoulder, and it's a flow.
You talked about long range fishing earlier. Like, how many times have you seen that in your fishing career where, you know, a big bodybuilder dude hooks a big tuna, yeah, and he's pulling on as hard as he can, and he's spent in 10 minutes
100%.
Doing everything wrong. And then there's another guy who's got good technique, who's a quarter of the size, who can pull on big fish all day long because he just knows how to position his body and let his gear do the work.
100%. So I'm big on that, on body mechanics, body alignment, and making sure that, you know, that the guys are doing it. I'd like for more people to go and use this. I know that it looks like people are buying the rods, and they're buying some of the reels, and you know, one of the things that I hear, even on your show, we have people coming on, and they're very accurate with their observation when they say, hey, you know what, for fish under 100 pounds, you guys go for it. But for anything bigger than that, a lot of guys are, well, let's get with what we're used to. Well, the truth is that if we, you know, one of the things that's called sport fishing, right, it's one of those sports that I tend to not see a lot of people practicing at home. And when it comes to fighting these things, when I do seminars and workshops on it, that's one of the biggest things that I tell people. You actually can practice this at home, and I will go over how they actually do it and the fighting mechanics of this, and you'll be surprised. You can land big, big fish on it, and you can do so quite efficiently.
Well, what's interesting, and last time you were on the show you explained this, is you don't like pump the rod like normally. You point the rod.
Yeah. That's correct.
Now you're talking when you're hooked up to a fish.
When you're hooked up to a fish.
Yeah, that is correct.
And I mean, that's just counterintuitive to everything we've learned over over the years, right? It's like you got to let the rod do the work.
Yeah.
And in this type of situation, you don't let the rod do the work.
Well, as I said in the beginning, I'm not an expert in anything except cigars. I'm not an expert in anything else. The experts would be the guys who work on the boat. But what I will say is there is a couple of contradictions here sometimes, and I offer my opinion on it, and that's all it is. But the pointing of the rod, I always see when you're on a boat, especially with the beginners, when they hook up to a decent size, we'll use our friends the bluefin here. Hopefully, you know, they show up, they start biting soon. Not show up, they're here. But that's, you know, when they hook up, they keep the rod pointed at the fish, right? So you've got to think, match the hatch no longer exists because of this bluefin. You got a giant sardine, and you got to use a small circle hook, right? So they point the rod at the fish, and the crew, what does the crew tell them? Put a bend in that rod, right? Why? Well, it's because the actual bending of the rod itself, now what you have is, and I've done this on a scale, and I even posted it on my Instagram page. You got the bending of the rod and the stretch in the line, and now you've lost, it's actually consumed a good chunk of the drag pressure that you've got on the fish. So you've got a teeny tiny hook. You got to put a bend in the rod, otherwise it's too much pressure. But then again, when you get hooked up to a rock or the bottom, what does the crewman do? Tighten your drag and point the rod at it and start pulling. So, you know, what I we point the rod at the fish 100%. It does two things. One is it's not necessarily the drag that we have set on our reel that, that has an effect on that fish. It's what the fish feels at the, his end.
Oh.
So by pointing the rod at the fish, number one is he feels all that. So if you say you've got 26 pounds of drag on your reel, 27 pounds of drag on your reel, that fish feels 26.45 simply because of the stretch in the line. But he gets that full effect. But it also changes the angle of which that fish comes in. So God made that, designed that fish to swim nose first at us, mm-hmm. right? If we, so if we, that's the path of least resistance, and if we keep
rather than getting him in surface
side, or getting him in sideways when he's outside, mm-hmm. right? So if we change that angle, is it Dave Pfeiffer's? I talked to him at the PCS show. We were talking about popper fishing, and he was he and I discussed it, changing the angle on that fish just by the position of that rod tip, by changing the angle of which that thing comes in when they come in, and they come in hot. Sometimes. So we pull on them straight like that, and they come in face first at us, and in some many times they come into the gap as opposed to getting us in that straight up and down game where it's at an advantage. It's got a lot of water resistance, and now we've got to apply so much more drag, and then again with the bending of the rod and such, it becomes a little bit harder because the guys want to naturally lay the jigging rods on the rail, but they don't have much of any recoil to them. So if you're expecting the rod tip to come up, you've got to have swell in order to make that rod tip come up.
Well, Rick, I learned that from you and your partner Neil on the boat. When you hook up like on a kite rig, you got tons and tons of drag and lots of big line. But if that fish starts, if the big fish gets into a circle, man, it's just going to make it that much worse. So you taught me to put the boat in gear. If you're on a private boat, put the boat in gear and get the thing straightened out, right? And it comes in so much easier, right?
And it, I mean, exactly. You break him out of doing the circle,
right.
And if the boat's just in gear and you're applying enough drag and you've got big enough hooks that you're not going to pull him out, like Bryce said it best, it's more difficult to go left, it's more difficult to go right, it's more difficult to go down, it's easier to go straight, like that is the path of least resistance, and you know, the boat has helped keeps everything tight. If your angler makes a little error in his turning the handle, everything stays tight. But putting him into a lead is such a great way if you have the ability to kill a big one.
To bring it up. Yeah. No, that's good stuff. So what's the ideal jigging rig for Brian?
I guess if we
everybody's different, but
I know I have
Brian's
I have so many questions. Yeah. I don't feel bad for our callers today.
No,
I'm going to dominate the time.
It's all good. I enjoy it. But I get asked too, hey, Brian, if you had to pick one, which one would you go with? And I would tell people that the jigging rods, they go through that PE line rating. And the PE, it doesn't mean much to the West Coast angler. We're used to 40 to 60, 40 to 8 and stuff like that. But a PE 4 to 8 rod would be, if you just had to pick, go with one, that would be it. And the reason for this.
PE rating?
PE. Race, I think the PE is, I think the United States of America recognizes braided fishing lines with pound test. Everywhere else in the world recognizes it by diameter, and they use that PE, and that's what that PE actually is. It's a diameter is what it is. It's not necessarily a pound test. It's the diameter that will lead them to a pound test designation, and there's no formula. So that's why people ask, what is the formula? Is it a multiple? No, it's not. It's just a diameter is what it's talking
diameter
about.
Diameter of the rod?
Of the line.
Of
the line.
So that's like the line rating of the rod. Don't get me wrong. I'm a metric system can kiss my butt. Yeah. I'm a foot and inches man till the day I die.
So that's a metric system.
But, no, I just mean in the comparison of PE to our line rating. It's like one of the few things that we don't adopt that it probably does make more sense.
Yeah.
So for our system out here, all of us have grown up, you fish 25 pound, you fish 40 pound, you fish 100 pound. Everybody's 25 and 40 and 100, they're all different, and that's always like the marketing game that's played with line manufacturers. You're one of two things. You're a guy who makes the skinniest, stealthiest killer line, or you're the guy that makes the toughest, strongest line. Yeah. And the guys who claim, our line is the skinniest and the stealthiest, and, this is 50-pound test, and our 50-pound is the same diameter as everybody else's 30. Well, your line breaks exactly at that line rating, so of course it's a little smaller than everybody else's. And, you know, line manufacturer number two says, our line's the toughest in the game, you know, our 50-pound breaks at everybody else's 80-pound. Well, your 50-pound is twice the size of everybody else's 50 pounds, of course it breaks at 80. PE is strictly diameter. Yes. So, you know, obviously it's in, you know, micro sizes, but if this line is, you know, whatever it is, you know, 1/10 of 1 inch, well, that's what PE, you know, this number is, and then so on and so forth. So they don't care about what you say your line breaks at. It's, you know, this relative diameter, it's like a much more even playing thing. You take the marketing part out of it where somebody says, my line's 50. It's like, well, we don't care what you say it is. It's just, this is the diameter. And all of those diameters, surprisingly, they break very sure. There's some that maybe are a little higher, a little lower, but it's just like a much more consistent scale where you're not worried about the marketing side of what somebody says their line breaks at.
And where does that originate?
It's not here, I can tell you that. Yeah. I can't talk that
East Coast thing? Is it a European
thing? It's overseas.
It's all overseas.
Okay.
I talk in pound test. It's hard. Sometimes you get a question.
Because a lot of this stuff originated in Asia.
Yeah, right.
Japan or whatever. So maybe that's where it comes from?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but I would sure guess.
But,
because I heard, by the way, you and Courtney did a great job with the Captain's Concept guys, Gavin and Matt, last Sunday.
It was fun.
I was listening to it with Harold and on the way up to Pyramid last Sunday on the Let's Talk Hookup app up there. And I know Gavin was referring to PE ratings, and it was like, I was so over my head.
Yeah,
you know,
I get it.
What?
Totally.
You know,
it's different than what we do.
Yeah, but you guys did a great job on that show. And that's, if you didn't hear that show last Sunday with Gavin and Matt from Captain's Contest, you must listen
Rick
to that
here
show.
To tell you about
those things are so amazing. Just those two guys and the services that they provide on Captain's Concepts, unbelievable.
It really is, yeah.
I mean, that's a must-listen show. It's on our Let's Talk Hookup archive, either at letstalkhookup.com or on our app.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, thank you for saying so. Yeah. It was really cool, and that is just, that's the straight info. I really like those guys. I like their platform because they're not trying to sell anything. They'll tell you the good, the bad, the different, like, hey, this thing's no good.
Yeah.
This thing's worth the money. This one's not. They're really cool.
Now, I want to continue the rig, but we got to tell our listeners and our callers about a couple of incredible prizes.
Shoot.
Thanks to Brian, he's like custom made some stuff.
Yeah. Well, today obviously is going to be a great show, and like I said, I'm apologizing in advance if I steal too much time because there's so much cool stuff to cover.
Yeah.
And man, we are so looking forward to having all of our callers and texters. Today's just going to be a great show full of great information. If you want to join us, be on the show with Brian. If you got questions, he's got the answers. We want to hear from you. Phone number is 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, as we always said, man, send us a text. There's already so many great texts coming through. If you want to text your question into Let's Talk Hookup, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Doesn't matter if you're an iPhone, an Android, just search Let's Talk Hookup. Wherever you get your apps, it'll pop right through. It's the only way to text in your questions. You can also listen to all those iCarve shows, just like you were talking about. If you want to hear the Captain's Concept Boys, you'll see their picture right on there. Just click that and the shows will pop through.
Show will be up right after the show. That Adam puts them up so quick.
Adam's crazy. Yeah, he does such a good job with the app and the archives. Yeah, the shows are up right away. Lots of fun. And again, it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Brian. If you do text your question, man, make sure you include your contact info. Hey, man, this is Rick. I'm calling from Lakeside. This is my phone number. This is what my question is. Because it's our only way to be able to get back to you. It's a one-way system. It's not like a normal text, so you have to include your contact info and do that because we are giving away a couple of awesome prizes, and we want to make sure to get it to you if indeed you are the winner. How about this at the end of the show today? First off, we're going to be giving away a custom pair of Costa sunglasses. So somebody's going to get the best pair of glasses on the water. So stoked to get to give somebody a brand new pair of Costas, an awesome prize and an awesome opportunity at the best pair of glasses on the water.
And they're back. I mean, Costa's been our sponsor all year long, but we've had some issues getting the proper codes from them. But we're back, so we're back on that regular
schedule.
So this
is a code pair.
You get the code.
Okay, cool.
And then you get the sunglasses, and you get to choose. It's not any pair of Costa sunglasses, but it's pretty much most of them you can get on the code. But I want to thank Bob Hoos for helping facilitate getting everything together to have us back on that program.
That's awesome. Well, there are my absolute...
By the way, Bob Hoos will be at Dana Landing next Saturday.
All right.
We're going to do our live broadcast because Dana Landing and Steve are bringing in Costas for the event, and that'll be great for next Saturday,
cool.
7 to 9 a.m., live Let's Talk Hookup, and then that big summer kickoff sale.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting that. So that's just one of the prizes.
Just one.
He has a fair price.
Yeah.
Now, the other one is a whole lot more work and really, really cool. Brian has gone through and hand-tied a full set of custom assist hooks, good, and we'll let Brian talk about it, but I mean, basically good for every style of jig you fish, whether, you know, for everything that's in your arsenal. I'm sure you've got your traditional speed jigs, you've got smaller jigs like, you know, Colt Sniper style lure, you got Eddie Bombs, big hooks, top hooks, bottom hooks, a full set that he has custom made, custom tied, and one lucky caller is going to win that full set of assist hooks. So really, really stoked on that. So much great stuff going on. We're going to be talking more about it, and we're going to be talking to you. Again, if you want to get through this morning, give us a call, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app of the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats have the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranx 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranx massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing, speed jigging, and everything else. I mean, you know, obviously Brian takes so much credit for how much you're involved in this technique, but I mean, like you said, you've been involved in the fishing industry for a long time. No stranger to long range, no stranger to local. This is just a fun technique that's really, you know, gripped you, and it's a lot of fun, but fishing's what you do.
Yeah, it's not just this. I know that for the last you know, maybe a little bit less than a year it's been this, but this is it's really a labor of love for me.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this. You know, I got started with this in 05, you know, this vertical jigging out here. And I'm not an expert in this, but people enjoy it. And people are curious about it, and I love helping people. I don't charge for conversation, not a dime, and that's why I answer DMs all day long.
I'll bet.
And I'm happy to do so.
That's
I just
so cool.
Want people to get dialed in, and the biggest honor of my life was the Hall Show, that those seminars. It was standing room only,
that's,
all 4 days. I mean,
awesome.
You guys just don't know. I'm not trying to get the violin to play here, but I'd get off that stage, and it was like I got to go into the bathroom here just to maybe get that frog out of my throat.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Oh,
here,
that's
but,
so cool.
Yeah.
Well, describe this. We talked a little bit about this package that you put together. These are the cleanest assist hooks I've ever seen. I mean,
appreciate
I can't
that.
Figure out where the end is. I mean, it's like they're that clean. So describe what you brought. As the we have the Costa sunglasses, and then also this package that we'll call them the Cigar Aficionados custom hook package.
It's just what it is. It's a rigging kit. You know, everybody already has I would assume everybody has a bunch of knife jigs based on what I've seen over the last couple of years. But it's a rigging kit with the hooks that have been tied by me in the appropriate lengths and the appropriate sizes of hooks. You've got everything inside of this for daytime jigs and your nighttime jig, whatever you want to fish. You can put it on your slow pitch stuff, but it is done with the correct, with the, in my opinion, the appropriate or the ideal equipment, if you will. I've got the appropriate size cord and the every characteristic that you would want it. It's not flopping around. It's got a decent amount of stiffness to it, but at the same time, it does flex. It's got the appropriate hooks on there. These are Super Cal grade hooks on there, but at the same time, they're not overly thick, so you're going to be able to get penetration on them. You don't need to have 50 pounds of drag just to get the point in. You know, some of the hooks that I've seen on the market, while they are certainly effective, they're just really thick, and it's hard sometimes to get penetration, on the fish when you've got some slack line that's built up in this, right? So appropriate hooks, appropriate cord, appropriate lengths being the most important.
Okay.
So appropriate lengths, and then appropriate configurations. You know, now some of the boats are requiring that you only fish bottom hooks, so now we've got the twin hooks in this, and we've got a set of split rings, and we've got a set of welded rings, and that's kind of another point when we get to rigging these things out. That's how we actually fish them. We don't use a ball bearing swivel on them. We actually use a welded ring on them, and that's something that's really, you know, something important for people to key in on.
It's like the split ring attaches everything to the lure.
Yep.
And holds all of the things that you then tie to, like
the split ring,
the hooks go on to a solid ring, which is attached to the split ring. The split ring attaches that to the lure. The split ring holds the solid ring that you tie to.
Right.
Like the split ring is there to hold everything together, but not the single thing that you use to tie your line.
Yeah, and that solid ring, that was one of the discussions we had at the PCS show when we were up on stage. You guys were asking, why do you guys go with the solid ring instead of a swivel? The knife jigs, the long slender jigs that we are using, they don't have too much of a flutter to them when you compare them to, say, a slow pitch jig, which would be the original Shimano the flatfall, right? So that thing has a lot of flutter to it. What we find is that when you add a ball bearing swivel to the top of a knife jig, it actually accentuates this a flutter that it otherwise doesn't normally have as much.
Is that good or bad?
So I said at the seminar, I said it's actually sometimes it's a little bit unattractive, right? So unattractive being my new word here that I'm going to use. But it's shown itself to be kind of unattractive at times. So.
Well, hey, let's find out what's going on down in the bar in the East Cape, our brand new feature here every Saturday at 7:30. Our buddy Chris Moyer.
Yeah, from Smokey's. Going to be a great time here this morning. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, man, you are missing bites. That Nautilus circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4. 4, and all the way up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not too oversized. Both come with rings or non-rings. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. We got Chris Moyer on the line this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Doing great. To fill us in, man, yeah. we need some fish talk here because it's a little tough here, right?
We want to hear about some biting.
Well, let's get it going. It's a beautiful day down here in the East Cape, just a flawless day. Let's talk about it. Well, it's a little bit more of the same like from last week, but when we're talking about marlin and Dorado, that's not a bad thing. I mean, if you want to catch a marlin right now, you can't help it. I mean, guys are coming in with two to four marlin flags. I mean, they're everywhere out here right now, so it's been really productive. Dorado kind of fell off a little bit this past week, but like we talked about last week, it's been such a phenomenal year that it just can't be wide open all the time. But we're still getting some of those coming in. And, you know, really for marlin to Dorado, it's really close in off La Ribera down to Punta Reina. You know, you don't have to go far.
Nice.
So guys have been having a lot of fun doing that. We've had quite a number of charters deciding to head north to go fish off Sorolvo for Cabrillo and Pargo. And, you know, guys, that's always just a fun trip to head over to the island, cruise down there, and you can hit up Bahia Los Muertos on the way there and on the way back. You know, that's always a fun day to do that. And so guys are doing that for some Pargo and some Cabrillo. Rooster fish is starting to heat up. Talked to Josh Martz from Pursuit Anglers, and he told me that the shore fishing, not so great, but there's some action right there, you know, close in, Surgidero to La Ribera, and then Punta Reina on down to El Rincon. But he said really the ticket for rooster fish right now is to just get in the boat, head over to the marina there, get some sardines, and just hang out right out there in front of the marina. He said that's been, you know, the best rooster fishing so far, you know, this last week. If you want to get tuna, you need to head a couple hours south to Gordo Bank. And there's a little area before that called El Imam that's traditionally been pretty productive for tuna. And that's been doing well this week, too. So, as a matter of fact, my partners and I were thinking about putting a crew together and heading south there in the next couple days to Gordo and El Imam, try to get some tuna for ourselves.
Chris, what's been the grade of that tuna down there?
You know, like even like some 40 and 50s, lots of 20s and 30s. But, yeah, some nice ones.
Awesome.
You know, some real nice tuna. So we're thinking about heading down there and doing that. As far as bait goes, we're getting some nice sardines, of course, Ballyhoo, got calamari. But, yeah, thinking about hopping on the Vaquera and going trying to get some tuna for ourselves.
Better do that, man.
I like
and
it.
Speaking of Vaquera, of course, you run the best restaurant and fun bar, sports bar in Los Barriles, Smokey's Cantina. It's a go-to place,
no
I can
doubt.
Say, for everybody down there. And then, of course, the Smokehouse, the best fish processing and smoked fish you can imagine. And then, of course, your new addition is Vaquera, that beautiful 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and super clean. And Diego, who's just a fantastic cabin captain. How do we charter Vaquera or do all that stuff, sign up and get our fish processed or come to Smokies?
Well, as far as the fish crossing, it's as easy as ever. You just bring your fish to the dock, and we got crews on the docks there at Van Wormer Resorts, Martin Verdugo's. Anywhere you're bringing in fish, we'll have guys there to pick it up, and we'll take care of it for you and have it ready for you when you leave. As far as Vaquera, as of today, you can charter Vaquera through Van Wormer Resorts. And as we talked about last week, very soon on BajaSmokies.com, that's just about ready. I'm told mañana, Pedro.
Manana.
I'm told mañana.
Yeah.
I'm told mañana. I think mañana.
So, but you're coming down,
you'll
like,
be able to,
like, is she already chartered for the Dorado Shootout in July for Van Wormer's Resorts?
I believe so. I think she's chartered for the Tuna Shootout and for the Dorado Shootout. I need to check my calendar. And by the way, all that information will be online at BajaSmokies.com. There's a Vaquera page. And, she's chartered for the Tuna Jackpot as well down in Cabo in November.
Now, Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in October?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And there are spots still available on that.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, we're chartering her more and more every day, but, I mean, there's plenty of days. Obviously, she's wide open to be chartered, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from people on that. And as far as Smokey's, the restaurant, well, you know, last night was Friday night, and it was hopping. I think the tequila was flowing like milk and honey. I had to leave, man. And when I got to give this fish report in the morning, I got to get out of there.
See, we're fortunate to be a smart guy. Hey,
Chris
from Baja Smokey's Cantina, we sure appreciate your great report every week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I look forward to it, guys. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
What a great partnership, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just
and
that.
Chris is like, you can hear, that's
yes,
him.
Dude.
You can hear his enthusiasm
totally.
About East Cape and about his restaurants and all his projects. It comes through. That's him.
That's perfect.
That's exactly
yeah.
what he is.
Great yeah. addition to the yeah. Let's Talk
Super
Hookup
good
team.
Guy.
Yeah, that was cool. Thanks,
yeah.
Chris. Well, man, as you can hear, things are just getting absolutely packed up. If you want to give us a call this morning, 213-432-1090 is the phone number, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the texts are thick.
Yeah, I know.
They're wide open this morning and pretty impressive. But before we get to a text, but if you want to get through, we actually have a couple lines open.
Yeah.
You want to get through on the phones. Don't forget, we're going to have a caller winner and a texter winner. We're going to have Brian's package for one and the Costa sunglasses for the other, determined by the flip of the coin
right.
by Brian at the end of the show. But an interesting text from our friend Wayne Cotto from CCA. By the way, CCA will be at Dana Landing next Saturday,
right.
Signing up people for the Star Tournament. And Let's Talk Hookup donated an incentive package
hey.
For if you sign up at Dana Landing next Saturday. We threw in a Shimano reel. We threw
hey.
In Seaguar fluorocarbon and some AFCO jigs. And one person that signs up at the event is going to win that.
Cool.
So that'll be a little incentive for you to sign up at next Saturday. And but Wayne always has interesting stuff here. The PE stands for polyethylene, the fiber used to make Dyneema and the spectra braided line. The PE rating is a constant measurement. So while two lines are advertised as being rated at 50 pounds may actually test at different breaking strengths. Two lines with the same PE rating will always be the same diameter.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
yep.
kind of the deal. Yeah.
Just
but,
in his own wizardly way of
yes,
explaining
yeah.
things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, more technical side
yeah.
there. Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great text.
I thought so, and it was a great way to start things off. It says, good morning, guys. My question's for Brian. What would be a good entry-level jigging rod? This technique definitely seems like a get with it or get left behind kind of deal. Thanks for everything you do from Mac in San Diego.
As far as like we were getting into discussion earlier, but PE 4-8. If you wanted to get started on this going offshore with the jigging rods, anything that PE 4-8, the Phoenix Negalodon 608, Shimano makes several jigging rods in that with that rating. I'm old,
yeah.
So 2005. That's like Travala original one for me, but
like the Grappler
yeah.
and Osea pluggers mm-hmm. and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, one of the things. So a PE 4-8, that thing will activate, I use the term activate in my seminars, but it'll activate jigs from, say, 200 grams up to 350, and you can certainly get away with 150-gram jigs as well.
So is the Travala, the old Travala series still viable?
It is. I mean, I'd fish it if I still had it. Now,
uh-huh.
I'd make some changes to maybe some of the guides. If you guys remember the original one where the guides were real, they were smaller.
Right.
So, you know, we had a lot of line slap. As it's bending, so we had some of those issues with it. But you know, at that time, I mean, those rods were bomb.
Yeah.
There was that little flat cutout portion mm-hmm. on the top in case you needed to pin your line onto it. But that was definitely, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem fishing the original. I think I still have one, too, the 66 MH way back in the day inside of my arsenal. But a 4-8 is something good. And one thing I just, you know, to tell your listeners that's really cool or really important for them to understand. I know that when you come to the shows, you mentioned something earlier about the PCS show. You see, like, the West Coast Jiggers booth and other booths like maybe like that. They're just jam-packed with people, but everybody's. I don't want anybody to be convinced that you have to have a spiral wrap rod to go out and do this. Guys, go out and go into a quality shop like, you know, Fisherman's Landing, any of the quality shops that are around you. You don't have to feel bad because you don't have the spiral wrap. Straight up, that spiral wrap. There's a few things, you know, if you fight them how I teach it anyway, the bending of the rod and line twist is almost non-existent. Because I don't bend the rod on these things, right? And the concern with tip wrap, you either learn and modify your cadence, or you put a Band-Aid on it with the spiral wrap. For me, I would rather you go out and get that cadence right and build that foundation so that it doesn't matter whether it's a straight wrap or a spiral wrap. You don't have to wait 8 months for it. The point is, does all that stuff help? I mean, sure, it has its advantages, but please don't feel bad because you don't have a spiral wrap rod. I fish both, and I'm a happy camper with that.
And there's differing opinions amongst both. A lot of very trick outfits that you buy of high end nature will have that spiral style wrap.
Spiral style would be the same as an acid wrap,
a Roberts wrap. Yeah. You know. Yeah. But Gavin, you know, arguably one of the guys that's on the forefront of this, does a lot. He's not a proponent of it. You know, he had talked about preferring to not have it that way, just due to how it stacks the line on the reel, you know, where it kind of forces line to, you know, the line to one side of the reel more than another. So I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent, but just like I'm agreeing with what you're saying. Like, it doesn't have to be one way. You're not doing it wrong because the guides are in a traditional traditional point.
At sales like what you guys have, they can be had for rather affordably.
Totally, for sure. You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with our buddy Pete Grossbeck. There's a real big fish that caught on the other side of the beach. We're going to hear about that and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last.
Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, ATCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, ATCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from ATCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is how you get a hold of us. As promised, we're going to head on over to the other coast. We're going to the east side of things, and our buddy Pete Grossbeck is
He's a West Coast guy.
Well, he's a West Coast guy. Pete's a world traveler.
He's a world traveler.
Yeah. He goes to where the fishing is.
Yeah.
Bluefin's a little bit slow out in front right now, so why not go to the other side of the coast where they're catching some giant ones? Hey, Pete.
What's up, guys?
What's
how you doing?
Pete?
How you, buddy?
Oh, man, just trying to get this big thing ready. Finishing up and making another trip to the Bahamas, and then sometime in the end of May, just sticking on a ship and head the other direction.
Pete and their fishing program just put together a brand new 90 foot Viking, and so that's the most current project. It's just you guys are just finishing up getting the bugs out and are officially done and fishing on now. Yeah.
Yep. And all the rods made by Ricky, or Ricky had them made. Anyway, the West Coast rods at Fisherman's Landing, of course.
Wow.
Anyway, hey, you remember, Ricky, that Dennis Bennett, when we first bought the 66, the Control Chaos, he was my crew member because he didn't have a job. He was the old crew member on that boat. So he came out to California and did Mexico and Mag, and I think you remember him.
Of course.
Well, he's from Destin. He went back to Destin, and he's running a boat now, and he had a friend that just bought an 80 Viking, and they wanted to go offshore, so they went offshore. You know, they fished the rigs, and there's some FAS out there, and they hit this one rig a couple days ago and caught some bait. Most of the time it's hard to catch bait, catch a little skipjack, a little tennis. There's so much predators on them. So he caught some, and he was going to look around a little bit, and he saw a sonar mark of a big school, and he knew what they were. And he goes, that looks like bluefin. So they went over to the school, and as they got up on it, it came up feeding, and they're all like 400 to 800 pounders.
Oh, my God.
About 50 to 100 in this one school. And they throw a bait out, and it's not even 30 feet behind the boat, and they hang one of them, and they break it off. They get another bait, go back over to find them again, break off another one, and Dennis was, what's up with this line? And he goes, well, it's last year's. It was like, what, last July I put it on? It's like, oh, boy. and so they went back in to catch more bait, and they're winding the new line on the new top shots, and they went back and found the school again, hooked another one, spotted for an hour and a half and pulled the hook.
Oh.
Went back, got another bait, and went around and found the school about an hour later, and they're just basically going back and forth, you know, by the oil rig
with the sonar.
And the sonar. Found them again on the sonar. Hooked another one.
My God.
And shot it for an hour and a half, and went down and died. And they inched it up after 5 hours, and they weighed. It was 888.
Oh, 888
pounds. Yeah, 888 out of Destin, Florida. It's the biggest one caught in Florida.
Destin, Florida.
Which is not where they catch 800 pounders.
Never heard of that.
No, but they've been, every spring, there's a couple schools that swim up through the rigs that come up by Destin, and they swing Louisiana and Texas. There's already been 3 or 4 caught out of Texas, and they do a metric ton tonnage of recreational and commercial, and they reach that quota. And they just stop. You can't fish them anymore.
Okay.
This is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, are these the same fish that move up on the Gulf Stream and move up into Nova Scotia and
I don't. And stuff? He doesn't know that, but he said most of them. It looks like they're post spawn. You know, they're pretty skinny, long and skinny.
Okay.
But there's not like two or three of them. They're like schooled up. 50, 60, 70 fish from the spot.
How skinny is an 888,
right? I saw a picture. It isn't well, skinny to me, buddy.
Then I said that thing was probably 1,000 pounder before she laid her eggs.
Wow. You know, the, unreal.
That's a great story, man. That's super good.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's, yeah. and it happens every spring, but most people aren't ready for it. And they go out and they put a bait out and fish in the rigs and hook one and fight it forever and break it off, you know, because they don't know what they're outgunned.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that they're on a brand new 80 Viking and they're having all these opportunities to fish and they're fishing line that's a year old. I'm still trying to get past that.
Well, Dad said the guy's mostly inshore. Sure. He has been inshore, but he got a bigger boat, so he go offshore. So he calls him up and, you know, Dennis isn't charged with tackle or anything. He said, I'll go with you. And, they're all like, oh, we had our shot. Dennis told me, he goes, what are you talking about? It's only 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's so cool. What a great story.
He was on initial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff, man. So, anyway, it's kind of slow out there, but, you know, we got 44 ready. And Chris is running the 72 down, and he talked to him yesterday. All the yellow tail you want. It's all quality, you know, 20 to 35 pounders.
Nice.
You can cut them hard on if you draw the short. Loretto.
Loretto.
But he has Canito. That's why 72 is.
Wow. Wow, that's nice.
A couple of Dorado have been caught. They caught a mile on yesterday, so it's starting to pick up there. And with everything going on in Cabo, it's a good place to be right now.
Sounds awesome to me. Pete Grossbeck, we sure appreciate that. Keep us posted on what your travels and catchings are.
We will.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Great to hear from you. I appreciate that. Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through 213-432-1090. Mateos is standing by to take your call. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
We've got some very patient callers on the line, including our buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for hanging on and getting us started on the phones this morning.
Hey, I would hang on for you guys anytime. So, listening to that tuna discussion, I believe Dr. Barbara Block was talking about years ago when she did her seminars up here at the Bart Hall Show, that there is a group of bluefin that kind of work around the Gulf into the Florida area back and forth, but I don't know whether she said they were part of that tuna group that moves up to Nova Scotia, but I bet you she has information on that.
No doubt, yeah.
So, my question for Brian, and Brian, thank you very much for everything that you share and your passion for fishing. I'm not a fast pitch kind of guy, but you can learn a lot from you, and listening to you about your techniques is really an eye opener especially for someone, you know, that's kind of a little north of 50, we'll just say 55 years old. But the body mechanics and fishing. And pointing the tip of the rod and holding the reel up against, you know, closer to your chest and letting the reel do the work is really, really good info, and I hope you talk about that a little bit later. But my question for you is, how do you determine the appropriate length for the assist hooks and the size of the hook depending on the size of the jig you're using?
Great question.
Morning, Don, and thank you very much for the call. Don's been one of my biggest supporters since I kind of got started on this whole labor of love deal.
That's
here.
So cool.
He came to my fish fighting seminar that I did on the jigging rods. As far as the length of the assist cords, you know, it started off. I do have a rule of thumb, and what I want to make sure of is that when I hold the jigs up, when the jig up, you know, say the top hook, let's say for example, I don't want that top hook to go exceed the halfway point of the length of that jig. Ideally, I'd like for it to be at a third of the length of that jig, and then you have the appropriate length on the top hook. Now you can use the same on the bottom hook. And what I've started to do in my own custom ties now, I've actually started to get even a little shorter than that. And the reason for this is because the fear of having the top hook. Now, certainly there are safety issues here, especially in the dark. But the fear of the top hook that some people have or it's been shared. Now, I haven't seen it myself personally, but sometimes some people have had seen this, or maybe they were one of the unfortunates who experienced it, where the top hook swings around and catches the fish on the outside. So you've got the bottom hook in them and you've got the top hook outside. And they say that, you know, you're going to fight the fish coming in sideways, and it makes the battle even that much harder, and there's a potential to pull the hooks. But what I have found is that by shortening it up just a little bit more than even,
which
say,
is like your hooks is, here.
Exactly,
yeah.
Just like the way that I tie them, by shortening them up a little bit, you don't run into as much of that problem. I'm not saying that it completely eliminates it, but they do. When they bite these things, they go after it. It doesn't, you know, the length of it, for your own information, I'm going shorter now. There's a lot of the reason why I tie my own is because I get to dictate the lengths. You know, there's a lot of the assistants on the market. They're wonderful hooks, but sometimes they're a bit too long. And sometimes the hooks are just, they're way too big. They're, you know, another thing to consider there. We talk about matching the hatch. You got a hook that's way too big. Well, you might not get a bite, on it. And then, of course, you might just have it swinging around. So it becomes problematic.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff, though. That's really
so good.
Why one versus two hooks? It's just personal preference.
Very good question. So the twin hooks on the bottom, ideally, I like to have twin hooks. I'd like to have as many hooks as I can, as possible. The Japanese, they say that if you have a fish that swallows the entire jig and you've got all four hooks in them, you know, think about it. They say it actually hugs the fish. So you got two ends of the hooks in them. But the twin hooks, it holds them a lot better. One of the things that people don't, maybe they haven't considered is, you know, when we're on a sport boat, we end up in tangles. And in tangles, we're in a standstill. And you've got to wait. You're in slack line. Hey, what's the most important thing about getting a fish onto the boat, right? It's staying tight to the fish. Well, right. If you're waiting to get out of a tangle in the dark with four other of your mates on the boat, you're going to be waiting for a couple of minutes there for the crew, depending on how gnarly the sweater you knit it is. But having that twin hook, it gives you it gives you a little bit more holding power to keep them on longer in the event that you end up in these situations.
Twice the barb.
Yeah, twice the barb.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including another full hour. I can't believe the first hour has already flown by. We got a whole other one, though, with more of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more great info with Brian Wynn. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.